You're listening to local and regional news on KMUN. I'm Ava Berardi. The owner of Portland's U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Building successfully lobbied a court to hit pause on a city zoning decision. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Alex Zielinski has more.
Last year, Portland officials claimed ICE property owner Stuart Lindquist had violated a land use agreement with the city. They said he had allowed ICE to detain people in the facility overnight or for more than 12 hours and covered the building's windows with plywood. Lindquist's attorneys appealed that decision. A city hearings officer planned to issue a ruling on that challenge this week. But before that could happen, Lindquist's attorneys asked the Multnomah County Circuit Court to prevent the city from releasing that decision. They claimed the hearings officer is biased against their client for leasing to ICE. A judge approved the request. City attorneys have challenged the decision, saying it misrepresents the city and erodes public trust. A judge will hear that argument next week.
The number of Americans experiencing homelessness declined by 3% last year. But as Alex Zielinski reports, that wasn't the case in Oregon.
Roughly 27,000 people experienced homelessness in Oregon in January 2025, according to a report by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. That is a 19% increase from the previous year. This puts Oregon near the top of states with the highest increase in its homeless population during that time. Officials across Oregon say the state is better at collecting data than other states. They say it's unfair to compare. But the numbers aren't incorrect. They will likely be front and center during this year's gubernatorial election, where Governor Tina Kotek and State Senator Christine Drazen will face off. Drazen said the data show Oregon is headed in the wrong direction. Kotek said she's proud of the state's commitment to accurate data collection.
Leaders at Portland State University are revealing more about their plans for a new performing arts venue. As Kyra Buckley reports, the Broadway-capable space would be owned and funded by the City of Portland.
PSU plans to throw in a hotel and conference center. The university has tapped Portland-based Colas Development Group as a potential partner for those. Jason Franklin is Portland State's Associate Vice President for Planning, Construction, and Real Estate. He says the privately funded hotel and event space would only move forward if the city approves the new venue.
And so we need the city to say, yes, this is the right decision. We're ready to move forward.
A city spokesperson says no decision has been made, but experts will send recommendations in the coming weeks. The cash-strapped city is also considering a proposal to make seismic upgrades to the nearby Keller Auditorium. I am Kyra Buckley reporting.
Cape Disappointment State Park near Ilwaco is still on track to open July 1st, just in time for America's 250th birthday. Several areas of the park remain open while work is ongoing, including the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center, Beards Hollow, and the North Head Lighthouse. The annual Waikiki Beach Concert Series has been pushed back several weeks from its typical start date. This summer's first concert is slated for July 11th, with performances scheduled every other Saturday through August 22nd. Along with construction of a new welcome center and work on the park's entrance, the campground access road is also receiving extensive repairs. A new hiking trail is also being developed to connect two ends of the three water trails. Some of the park will also be restored as a wetland habitat. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. Local and regional news is brought to you by our news partners and by the KMUN news team. For more local and regional news, go to kmun.org/news. You're listening to KMUN.